Welcome back to the OU Daily Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it's great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 28th day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Binyamin Slaviter of Congregation Bet HaKnesset HaKodesh in Rochester, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Slaviter slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chas, Chas Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishnah Berurah Recholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Echavod, with great honor, Rabbi Slaviter.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. It's a pleasure and a true honor to share some Divrei Torah with everyone out there, wherever you all are. I thought I would describe and tell you one of my favorite Divrei Torah that I've ever heard, something that touches my heart. And it's the story that I'm sure many know, the story of Yosef, the famous son of Yaakov. And Yosef finds himself in a very tricky situation. He finds himself in the home of Potiphar, secluded with the wife of Potiphar. And it's very tricky because the Gemara even tells us that he even willingly went there to engage in inappropriate behavior. And the Torah describes that for some reason, but the Torah does not tell us, at the last minute before he would have engaged in this mistake, he runs out. And the Gemara is shocked. What happened? What did exactly he think at that moment that inspired him to not make what would have been this terrible mistake? And the Gemara in Sota tells us something that's absolutely so precious to me. The Gemara tells us that he looked up and he saw an image of his father. What would my father tell me to do right now? He thought of his father he hadn't seen in so many years, and he said, absolutely not. And he ran out. And as a father of four wonderful young girls, I think, wow, what kind of a father was Yaakov that he inspired his son Yosef to think about him when they hadn't seen each other for years? How can I learn from this story? And for many years, I was plagued. What was the background? And then I stumbled upon a Zohar, one of our most famous holy works of mysticism. And the Zohar says something fascinating. The Zohar says that if you would have known what Yosef's face looked like, the son of Yaakov, Jacob, he looked exactly like his mother. Joseph looked exactly like Rachel, Yaakov's one true love, who he'd lost all too soon. And so says the Zohar, every single time little Yosef walked in the room, Yaakov saw him, and he saw the face of his one true love. And the Zohar tells us he would say, I love you. You're amazing. You're going to be fantastic. That encouragement, that love, is it a surprise that Yosef became the viceroy of Egypt? We all need to encourage the people that we love and remind them of how important they are to us. Reminds me of a beautiful anecdote from the Kutzker Rebbe, one of the famous Hasidic masters, where he said, just like if you want an arrow to go very far, you have to draw that arrow close to your heart. So too with our children, that we need to ensure that if they go very far, it's because we brought them close to our heart. Encouragement and love is something we all need to hear. I'd like to conclude with a story that I heard. It's not in any book, but it's a story of Rabbi Shlomo Volba, the great symbol of the yeshiva community in Israel. And he had a son. And this son did not want to be observant anymore. For whatever reason, we don't judge. And he decided he was going to join the Israeli army. So he left and he joined the Israeli army. And on his first Shabbos weekend home, he was on the bus and he was so nervous. I'm coming home. I've rejected the world that I came from. What's my father going to do? And I came home and I went into the study hall and I saw my father, and my father saw me with my army uniform and my gun. And he smiled and he beckoned and he said, come, come. Have you prayed this evening? Have you davened Ma'ariv yet? And I shook my head and I said, Abba, Dad, I didn't pray yet. And so my father said, come pray with me. And I looked at my father solemnly and I said to him, Abba, Dad, this isn't my place anymore. And my father peered into my eyes and he pointed at the spot right next to him. And he said, this is your place. This will always be your place, right next to me. We cannot predict what our family will do, but we can give them the greatest gift, unconditional love. It's the thing we want and wanted from our parents, and it's a great opportunity to do so for our amazing children. That's one of my favorite Divrei Torah. I hope you were inspired as well. We're now going to recite Perek Chaf, chapter 20. I'm going to recite it slowly, carefully, and we're going to conclude with a Misha Berech for Cholim, a prayer for all those that are sick in the Jewish people. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid Yoncha Adinoi B'yom Tara Yisagevcha Shem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikadesh Mitzion Yisadecha Yizkor Kol Minchay Secha V'olasecha Yedash Nesela Yitein Lecha Kilvavecha V'chol Atasecha Yimalei Meronanav Yeshua Secha U'b'Shem Elohei Nigo Yimale Adinai Kol Mishalei Secha Ata Yedati Ki Hoshia Adinai Mishicho Yanehu Mishmei Kacho Bigvuros Yesha Yamino Eile Berechev Eile Besusim Vanachnu B'Shem Adinai Eloheinu Nazkir Hema karu v'nafalu, v'nachnu kamno v'nisodad. Adonai Yeshia, hamelech yaneinu, v'yom kareinu. Chapter 23, Perek Chaf Gimel. Mizmor l'David, Adonai roi lo echzar. Binos deshe, yarbitzeini. Alme menuchos yinaleini. Nafshi yishayvev yancheini. Bemagle tzedek l'man shemo. Gam ki eilech b'geitz almaves. Lo yirara ki ato imadi. Shivtecha v'nishantecha. Eima yinachamuni. Tarach lefanei shulchan neged tzorerai. Dishanta v'shemen roshi kosi revayai. Achto v'chesed yirdufuni kol yemei chayai. V'shavti v'beis adinai liorech yamin. Chapter 121 Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir Lamalos Esoinai Eleharim Yain Yavo Ezri Ezri Meim Adinai Ose Shemayim V'yaret Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha Al Yanum Shoymerecha Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha Adonai tilcha yad yaminecha. Yomam Hashemesh lo yakecha v'yareach v'layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeescha v'lecha, me'ato v'yadeilam. Chapter 130, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shir amalos mimamam kin krasicha adenai. Adenai shima bikoli tiyanaz necha. Kashuvos bakol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmarya adenai miyamod. Ki imcha slicha leman tivorei. Kivisi Adonai, kivsa nafshi v'lidvarav achalti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mi shomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Kim Adonai Chesed v'arbei melfidus. B'hu yivdes Yisrael mikol avanosav. I will now recite the prayer for those that are sick amidst the Jewish people. And when I hit the point when we're supposed to mention the names, I will allow 20-second pause for everyone to mention those that are ill. Mi sheberach avoseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron Udavir Shlomo, Vivarech Virapes Acholim. Vavor sheniten stakala buhuram, Yischarze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimale rachamim aleihem, Lahachlimam raposam, Lahazikam, Lahayosam, Yishlach lahem mehira fua shlema, Minashamayim, Ravi Barav Shazagida, Besof Sharchali Yisrael, Rafuas HaNefesh, Rafuas Aguf, Hashta Bagalavaz Mankariv and Amar Amin, Achenu Kovis Yisrael, Anasunim Batara Shivya, Omdim Bembeyam, Obeim Beyavasha, Amakom Yirache, Malehem Yotim Mitar Lervacham, Nafila Loga, Mishiba Laguna, Hashta Bagalavaz Mankariv and Amar Amin.
Main, thank you so much, Rabbi Father. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Latova, for good. Please join us again tomorrow at Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration for Rabbi Avi Stewart of the Westwood Kehillah in Los Angeles, California. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.